what do you call what you live in?
House.
Okay, and if there were more than one, you'd say it's...
Houses.
Okay, and if you had a great big building out here where you kept hay or livestock or whatever, what would you call that?
Barn.
And the building you store corn in would be...
Crib.
What? Okay, and what about a building where you stored grain?
It'd still be a crib or granary.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what does the granary look like?
Well, the silo that I, what I would call a granary is what they call a silo, round building, tall round building that they, I don't know how they get that stuff in there because I never have been that close to one to see them put it in there.
Is there any difference between silo and granary, or would you, both those terms
know.
Be used here?
I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's farming stuff,
right.
And I don't know too much about the farming.
Yeah. What about the upper part of the barn? The upper
loft.
Mm-hmm. And the a pile of hay outside the barn would be called what?
Be pile stack.
Okay. And does it matter? Would you call it the same thing if it were piled up inside the barn?
No, it'd be in the loft and in the. Well, in the loft, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you wouldn't call it a haystack?
I wouldn't have to call it a haystack, yeah. And I've done that.
You have done that?
Stacked hay and put it in the barn, haul it to the barn, put it in the loft.
What would you call something that was used to put hay under that had four poles and a sliding roof on it? Do you have any term for that?
No, I don't believe I do.
Okay. And what do you call what you do at haying time when you go out and get
mowing?
Mowing the hay.
That was one of my summer jobs. I go down in the country to my uncle. He had a big farm, and it'd be about haying time in August. When it'd be good and hot, we'd go to what they call the bottom land and cut hay and stack it and bring it to the barn. He had about five or six barns in an old house that he'd stack hay in, have seven, eight stacks of hay out in the field where they're cutting it.
What about little bitty little stacks that would be raked up all together? Do you have any particular name for the small?
Rows, I reckon you'd call them. That's what they used to, they'd, use a rake, they'd roll it up in a row, and then they'd pick that rake up and go over it and start another row, and then they'd have a long row way down up and down the field where they'd roll. Of course, that rake was about 10 foot wide, and they'd rake it up in a pile, get it in a row just about it. Those things is up about that high. The teeth of the rake was about that. They were big. And just
you
rake
did
it
by
up.
Hand?
No, he had a pair of mules to pull the rake, you know, and then he had a lever that he'd just raise those teeth of the rake and come over that pile, and then he'd start another row and go on up about 15 foot and have another row there. And he'd have it roll in rows, and we'd just go along with the wagon and pick it up and throw it up on the wagon.
What would you call the shelter that you kept your cows in?
Shed.
Okay. And did you have any special shelter when it was raining for them or anything?
Well, no. We had stalls, but my cows stay out in the rain just as well. I mean, didn't seem to bother them. Didn't seem to bother them to stay out in the rain. Of course, in bad weather, they'd huddle up in a